This is Carl Johnson with an essay from the back page. Atheism is in trouble, and it knows it. Atheism knows it's in trouble when liberal rags, such as the New York Times, begin bashing the works of its most eloquent spokespersons. Atheist Richard Dawkins recently authored a scathing attack upon all religion in a book called The God Delusion. In his book review for the Times, a New York Times editor, Jim Holt, observes that Dawkins obviously did not put forth the, quote, intellectual hard work, unquote, required to deal with the compelling evidence of the existence of God. Instead of grappling with the classic arguments for the existence of God, Dawkins resorts to name-calling and fear-mongering. He implies that religion has been responsible for all of the evils in history, and that Islamic terrorists are typical of all religions. He hypothesizes that all religious people will end up strapping dynamite to themselves and that such insanity has got to be stopped. Many critics, even in the liberal media, have taken Dawkins to task for his refusal to examine the arguments for faith and his efforts to paint all religions with the broad brush of Islamic radicalism. Atheists began to lose significant ground to the intellectual community when heroic, lifelong unbelievers such as Anthony Flew made the blockbuster admission that arguments supporting the existence of God, such as intelligent design, are valid. Grasping at straws in an effort to salvage lost ground, some atheists have tried to resurrect the claim that Jesus of Nazareth never really existed on earth as a man. Atheist Judith Hayes recently wrote a book entitled In God We Trust, But Which One? She says, just whether or not Jesus was an actual historical figure is the subject of much scholarly debate. St. Paul, who was the real founder of the religion known as Christianity, barely discusses Jesus as a person and makes no reference to his family. Jesus must remain a puzzle, historically speaking. He may have existed, and then again, he may not have. 19th century German historian Bruno Bauer was the first critic to deny the historical existence of Jesus. His views were rejected by the scholarship of his day. Later, Albert Schweitzer, who was influenced by Bruno, wrote a book entitled Quest for the Historical Jesus. Schweitzer argues that there may have been a man named Jesus who lived in Palestine in the first century, but it was not the Jesus of the New Testament. Over the years, however, even the most radical critics of Christianity have had to concede that there is irrefutable evidence that the Jesus of the Gospels did exist in fact. French humanist Ernest Renan was certainly no friend of Christianity, but in his book, The Life of Christ, he says that, quote, all of history is incomprehensible without him, and that to tear Jesus from this world would be to shake its foundations. The late Dr. Joseph Klausner, a devout Russian Jew and professor at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, wrote two landmark books about Jesus, the first entitled Jesus of Nazareth, and the second, From Jesus to Paul. Although Klausner did not believe Jesus to be the Messiah, he offers irrefutable arguments based upon ancient sources that Jesus was indeed a genuine historical character. Significantly, no ancient adversary ever disputes Jesus' existence. The question of Jesus' historical existence has been so settled that Dr. Bruce Metzger of Princeton University said back in 1965, today, no competent scholar denies the historicity of Jesus. Another sign of panic among the atheists is the mean-spirited rhetoric that they've begun to use. In the past, atheists were often condescendingly tolerant of their, quote, less enlightened, unquote, fellow citizens. And while they disdained religion, they treated us as good people, even though they believed us to be ignorant. While they made up a small percentage of the American population, they tended to dominate elite institutions. However, their attitude is now changing as they learned of religious vibrancy all over the globe and that the best philosophers in the world are taking seriously arguments about the existence of God. Author Hayes seethes with hostility toward the Bible. You don't have to read very far into her book to see that she is obviously ignorant of the most fundamental Bible matters, but she compensates for her lack of knowledge with venom. In addition to the fear-mongering mentioned above in his book, Dawkins also calls religious education brainwashing and child abuse. At a recent forum sponsored by the Science Network at the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, atheist Melvin J. Connor suggested that it's time for atheists to quit pussyfooting around with believers, and he asked, quote, "Should we bash religion with a crowbar or only with a baseball bat?" Unquote. One of the time-honored convictions held by debaters is that you should never let your opponent see you sweat. When a disputant ignores his opponent's arguments and responds with angry name-calling and even threats of physical violence, it becomes obvious that the debater knows his own arguments are no good and that he is in trouble. Modern atheism is showing all the telltale signs. Atheism is in trouble, and it knows it.